Welcome to The Creative Way. I'm Vanessa Finney. Since 1985, the Southern Oregon Repertory Singers have been performing high-quality choral music in the Rogue Valley, most often in the Music Recital Hall of Southern Oregon University. This season, the celebration of their 40th anniversary takes them to the renovated Holly Theater in downtown Medford for a special Christmas program. My guest today is here to talk about it, the music director of the Rep Singers, Dr. Paul French. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you. Good morning.
So your 40th anniversary is already underway. One concert called The Skies Sing was already held in October. And that was a fun program. It included a Haitian folk song, a couple of Shakespeare settings with the local actors, Christine Williams, Jim Finnegan. So tell us about your next program of holiday carols that's coming up later this month.
Well, the holiday program is always one of our most popular programs. And this year, the feature piece is Benjamin Britten's charming, the name just went out of my, Ceremony of Carols.
There we go.
Good grief. Who's nervous? Which is one of the most popular pieces in the whole repertoire. I just finished writing my program notes, and where I wrote, it's the kind of piece that makes you believe a better world is possible. A world where the words to Silent Night do not ring hollow. Mm. It's not often I get a phrase really smack on, but that's it. It's charming, it's uplifting, it's so beautiful, and we need that in the world today. We need, you know, the news is relentlessly bad. If it bleeds, it leads kind of a thing, and the beautiful things in the world don't get talked about enough, and this concert will be one of those things.
Sure, it's one of the things that keeps our spirits going.
I'll jump in and say it has harp. Christmas and harp, I am so asking for a big raise.
You've done it. The wordplay alone, just, yeah.
There you go.
You're also going to have seasonal carols by Craig Kingsbury, Lucy Walker, Andrew Carter.
Yeah, so it's our 40th anniversary year, and one of the things I'm trying to do is a little homage to things we've done in the past. So Craig Kingsbury was our first composer in residence and wrote a number of pieces for us, wonderful, wonderful pieces, and we have a CD of just his music. Jody French is our new composer in residence, so we're doing a piece that an arrangement she made of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. The Britten piece was written in 1942. Britten had been in America and was sailing back during the war, and there was a fire on board, and he stopped in Nova Scotia where he picked up a book of old English verses, and so he had a lot of time on his hands, and he wrote the Ceremony of Carols. Ironically, because it's so ethereal and angelic-like, that to think of that being written in time of war is, well, it's very optimistic, isn't it? That even when times are hard, great things can happen. We have to make them happen.
Right, and it shows what you long for, maybe.
And absolutely, and Britten longed for peace and had a lifelong love of the idea of lost innocence and children's voices. And well, a year later, Meet Me in St. Louis was when Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas was written, and that was about separation at the holiday. You know, the holidays sometimes are hard for people because mm-hmm. we're separated both by space and by death, and we remember our parents and loved ones. And so I wanted to include a piece of popular secular music, and I couldn't find one that I really liked. And as I always do when I get stuck programming, I say, Jody, would you write this for us? And she always says yes, and it's always a big hit.
I can picture Judy Garland singing that.
Oh, my God, just, who can't? And yeah. The little girl with tears in her eyes, yeah. I mean, it was not fair.
Right. You mentioned children's voices, and Grants Pass High School students are going to be joining you for this.
Yeah. So one thing we've done on this holiday program for a number of years is include one of the region's high school choirs. It's easy for us because, you know, a lot of the high school directors and middle school directors and elementary school directors, sing and rep singers, so I know all of them. Taylor Pulsifer conducts at Grants Pass High School, and I think this will be the third year her choir will join. And one of the things, well, I love gospel music, so I like to do gospel music, so we're going to do a cool rendition of Handel's famous Hallelujah Chorus, but in a gospel style. I like gospel music, and Jody's astonishing at that style. So the kids are going to join us for that, and they'll be rocking. They'll be bringing it for sure.
I got goosebumps. Nice.
And they're also going to sing a piece by Eric Whitaker called "The Seal Lullaby," which is just Eric Whitaker's the most famous choral composer of the last 30, 40 years, and this is a lovely piece of. So they'll do a piece on their own, and then they'll join us for the finale.
Okay. And then does Jody do a special setting of Auld Lang Syne?
You know, we've done that the last several years, and we decided just time-wise that we wouldn't do it this year. And we'll see if everyone complains, we'll bring it back in, because it's fantastic. I thought less is more.
More on that in just a moment. But first, a quick reminder that my guest is Dr. Paul French, music director of the Southern Oregon Repertory Singers. I'm Vanessa Finney, and you're listening to The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. Paul, I'm curious about how it works with your life partner and your greatest musical partner, Jody French. She's the composer in residence. How does that work as you're doing your programming? You've called yourself a gatekeeper for repertoire. How does that commission process work for a composer in residence?
Well, let me start by saying I take programming very, very seriously. People would be shocked at the amount of time I spend putting a program together. And at the forefront, you know, I need to serve most broadly music to keep this art form alive and the performers by giving them a creative outlet and helping them to do their best. But I take the public part of that very, very seriously. I'm always thinking, what will people want to hear? And when I start a program, you know, I get two or three pieces in and I play them through in order to feel, okay, from this to this, it's going to feel like this. Well, sometimes I get to a place where I need a change of direction, and sometimes I can't find the right piece. And that's when I ask Jody, will you write this in this style and to do this kind of thing for this instrumentation? And she always says yes, and it's always a favorite of everyone. So basically, her position is like being the salaried composer for the group. When we need something, we ask her for it. And every year, since the New Works Festival, which Jim Collier endowed for us in such a generous way, she writes a major work for a choir and orchestra. So that's usually a half-hour-long piece, and so that's always a given. And then these other pieces are kind of just to fill holes where I need them in the program.
It sounds like a fun assignment. And you give her many months to prepare?
Yes, I do. She composes really quickly, though. I could give her like 10 minutes notice. She doesn't compose at the piano. She sits sort of cross-legged on the couch and writes things. And then every once in a while, she'll say, do you want to hear what I've done? I say, yes. Then we'll go to the piano and she'll play it.
What a fun process. Your concerts have a unifying theme often, I've noticed. What inspires those for you?
Generally, I find a piece, you know, the go-to piece, the big piece, or the big emotional center of the concert. And then I program around that to have a variety. It's sort of like making a great meal. You know, you have a main course, and then you have accent courses to be contrast and to amplify that. And so usually the theme of the concert comes, then I'll notice several pieces have a theme just kind of emerges from that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really fun process. As I say, I spend hundreds of hours going through new music, because for every group at every moment in time, there's the perfect piece, and for every audience. And my job is to find that. And I guess the overriding big theme for me, especially since COVID, is to find what I call big heart music, music that will really not just be another concert, but be a concert that moves people. It's not unusual to see people in tears. During our big concert last spring, I mean, performers were in tears. I mean, creating those kind of moments and things that can be transcending and significant for people is why I'm still doing this.
Side note, you just reminded me, I was part of your choir once at SOU, and I remember the people cried, performers on stage. So you seem to have a knack for that, getting to the heart of things. And curation is just such a fun art unto itself. Now, after the December 19th performance of A Ceremony of Carols at the Holly Theater, your 40th season continues with two more concerts in March and May of 2026. Can you give us a brief overview of those?
We're doing, in the March concert, another big piece by Britten, Hymn to St. Cecilia, which is considered one of the masterpieces of the 20th century, written around the same time period. So first of all, I have to say, Britten, the composer, B-R-I-T-T-E-N, was a great British composer and is a great homonym, Britten. And
yeah.
Britten, he was born on St. Cecilia's Day. Huh. St. Cecilia is the patron saint of musicians. And when I was in grad school, I sang a performance of this piece with Pasadena Chamber Orchestra and put the poster of it over my mantle. And every day I said a little prayer. Blessed Cecilia, get me a job. Amen. So it's a stunning piece. That's the focal piece. Then in honor of all the Mozart concerts we used to do a concert of only Mozart. And this year we're bringing Jeffrey Riley back to reprise his Mozart and doing two big significant Mozart pieces, then a lot of accent pieces in different styles to fill out the program.
Fabulous. You know, you're a really good person to ask this because you go through so many hundreds of new works as well as older traditional ones. In a minute or so, have you noticed, do you have anything to say about how chorale music has evolved, at least over the past few decades since Southern Oregon Repertory Singers was established?
Well, it's just exploded. In my lifetime, several great things have happened. One is the Iron Curtain has come down. So we've discovered that these countries that we really didn't know their music, Estonia, Latvia, Finland, had great composers writing great music. Another huge gift has been world music, music from around the world now. Classical musicians have always been interested in folk music. From medieval times forward, it is always, there's not this divide among artists. What's new is we have more access to it, and creative composers are finding artistic ways to take folk music and not lose the directness, you know, the straight to the heart aspect of folk music, and not ruining it by making it too arty, but finding a good way in between. And the third thing that's really driven the renaissance, if you will, of choral music is women composers. Women for years weren't allowed to study and weren't encouraged, in fact, discouraged from becoming composers. And when they started to compose in romantic times, or more of them started to compose, they were allowed to write songs, but a symphony was, you know, man's work. So now a great slew of women composers, Lucy Walker, were featuring on this concert and on the concert you just heard. Fantastic rising talent, English young woman composer. So that's a joy because it's good music and it's the right thing to do.
Right. Sarah Kirkland Snyder was just the focus of a recent event. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I have five other questions I would love to ask you, but thanks for your time, Paul. I appreciate it.
It was fun, and it will be an uplifting concert.
My guest was Dr. Paul French, music director of the Southern Oregon Repertory Singers. You can see them next in concert December 19th at the historic renovated Holly Theater. For other upcoming dates, visit repsingers.org. I'm Vanessa Finney, and you've been listening to The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange, which you can find online at jeffexchange.org. Have a great day.